If AI thinks George Washington is a black woman, why are we letting it pick bomb targets? Google's Gemini's ridiculous image generator got all the headlines in the last 2 weeks, but a more important AI announcement went mostly unnoticed. After yesterday's racket story about misadventures with Google's creepy new AI product, Gemini, I got a note about a Bloomberg story from earlier this week. From US used AI to help find Middle East targets for airstrikes. The US used artificial intelligence to identify targets hit by airstrikes in the Middle East this month, a defense official said, revealing growing military use of the technology for combat. Machine learning algorithms that can teach themselves to identify objects helped to narrow down targets for more than 85 US airstrikes on February 2nd. The U.S. formally admitting to using AI to target human beings was a first of sorts, but Google's decision to release a moronic image generator that mass-produces black popes and Chinese founding fathers was the story that garnered the ink and outrage. The irony is the military tale is equally frightening and related in unsettling ways. Bloomberg quoted Skylar Moore, Chief Technology Officer for U.S. Central Command. She described using AI to identify bombing targets in Iraq and Syria, in apparent retaliation for a January 28th attack in Jordan that killed 3 U.S. troops and injured 34. According to Moore, it was last year's Hamas attack that sent the Pentagon over the edge into a willingness to deploy Project Maven, in which AI helps the military identify targets using data from satellites, drones, and other sources. October 7th, everything changed, she said. We immediately shifted into high gear and a much higher operational tempo than we had previously. The idea that the U.S. was so emotionally overcome on October 7th that it had to activate Project Maven seems bizarre at best. The Pentagon has boasted for years about deploying AI, from sending Switchblade drones to Ukraine that are capable of identifying targets using algorithms, to the Replicator initiative launched with a goal of hitting 1,000 targets in 24 hours. To talks of deploying a vast AI fleet to counter alleged Chinese AI capability. Nonetheless, it's rare for someone like Moore to come out and announce that a series of recent airstrikes were picked at least in part by algorithms that teach themselves to identify objects. Project Maven made headlines in 2018 when, in a rare, but temporary, attack of conscience, Google executives announced they would not renew the firm's first major Pentagon contract. 4,000 employees signed a group letter that seems quaint now, claiming building technology to assist the U.S. government in military surveillance was not acceptable. Employees implored CEO Sundar Pichai to see that Google's unique history, its motto, "Don't be evil," and its direct reach into the lives of billions of